When we lived in Germany and traveled around Europe, we had to find an Airbnb or a rental property to stay in because we had 5 people. And a hotel room in Europe only sleeps 2 to 3 people and 4 if we were lucky. So we were always on the hunt for an Airbnb. But it wasn't that bad, and after securing my first trip to Paris, let me share how important it is to make a great first impression and how to get your rental property booked with more guests.
Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Hello, and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. My name is Kasia, and today we're talking about rental properties and getting them booked with more guests. Now, an Airbnb or vacation rental property is where guests spend time in your home, apartment, condo, or even a spare room in your basement, which we did that at one place. I first ventured into Airbnbs when we lived in Germany, like I mentioned earlier, and our first trip was to Paris. And I realized Airbnbs are a better fit for a family of 5. Like I said earlier, European hotels only fit 4 people at the most. And as it turned out, Airbnbs fit our lifestyle better because we knew that most trips would be via plane or train, and there would not be a rental car if we could help it. In my search, there were things we looked for, and pictures were worth 1,000 words. I wanted to see how many beds there were, because that was really important. We needed 4 beds, not a trundle bed or an air mattress or whatever it was. I had to go dig deep in some of these, right? We also wanted to know, what did the place look out on? Where was it located? Was there a bus or a metro stop nearby? Now, not all places could be booked in a city, so pictures helped tell us how much room we had to spread out. Plus, we could save some money and sometimes cook a meal like spaghetti for dinner, or find a bakery and eat breakfast at the Airbnb. One time we spent got breakfast at a breakfast restaurant type place, and it was only takeout. It was so full of people they couldn't seat us, so we trudged in the rain back to the Airbnb and ate it at our Airbnb. Luckily, it was only like a 5 to 10 minute walk, so it wasn't that bad. So, like I said, our first place was in Paris, and back then, when we lived there in Germany, Paris was only a 3 hour train ride. Okay, on those bullet trains, right? And if you were thinking about it, you're like, 3 hours? That's it. Like, if you were here, we live here in central North Carolina. 3 hours is to Boone, to the mountains, or to the, maybe you might get to the coast, Myrtle Beach, okay? But it's either Paris or the mountains. Which would you pick, right? So, anyway, so like I said, my first place was in Paris, and there was an apartment that had a foosball table, a Barbie house with dolls, and other toys for my kids to enjoy. Man, I hit the jackpot with that place. Of course, now my family expected all the next places to be just as good. No pressure, right? Unfortunately, there was one bad Airbnb, and it happened to be in London. The heat was not turned on, and there was no hot water. And this was in November. We called that night several times, left messages, texted, nothing, got nothing. We finally got a hold of the owner the next morning after freezing and wearing all of our clothes to sleep in and got it turned on. But that was the worst thing that happened to us. Most places were fantastic in the city, on the beach, or in a castle. So, what was it that convinced us to book a place? Here are 4 things to get your rental property booked with more guests. Number 1, lots of light. It needs to show off the light that's in your space. Open up those windows, those curtains, those blinds, whatever it is that you're using, and you can easily show off and actually describe that there are room darkening shades and things like that. We actually had one place that was off of a busy road, and in the description, it had room darkening. You could see the blinds in the pictures, but it also looked bright and airy. You weren't like stuck in the middle of like at a apartment that had just facing out on a wall of another building, right? So if you can show off all the light, turn on all the lights in the rooms, okay, when you take those pictures. Show off the light that goes in that space. Okay. Number 2, hire a photographer. Seriously, have them take some really good pictures. Maybe you know or have a friend who's a real estate photographer or something like that. Maybe you're something who's learning how to do photography or whatever. Have them take pictures. They know the right angles, the lighting to use and everything, and can make your place look fantastic. Because like I said, all the people have to go on are the pictures that they see online. Okay? So make sure you don't use your cell phone to take the pictures. Please don't do that unless you can really brighten them up and have, like, you know, the Adobe, the Lightroom, the Photoshop, whatever that is. If you're fluent in that kind of stuff, great. But otherwise, yeah, no. Pictures, again, say 1,000 words. So number two, hire a photographer if you're a host and you want to take good pictures to show off the space, okay? To see how all the rooms are connected, right? Especially if you have an open floor plan, right? So that brings me to number three, is the picture of each room, like all of the rooms, including the bathrooms. You know, if there's one bathroom, two bathrooms, is there a deck? Is there a trampoline that the kids can go play on? Is there, you know, maybe there's a bar down the street that, you know, you're more for the young couples or whatever to hang out because you're down in the city vibe and stuff like that, right? Pictures of each and every single room. And definitely have things in there that they can, you know, determine how big the beds are, right? You know, so if it's a single bed, maybe there's bunk beds, maybe there's a queen bed. You put that in the description, obviously, but you want to be able to show the bedrooms, the living space, the kitchen, you know, if there's a coffee pot in there, little things like that, that's enough to kind of sway people to go, oh, yeah, yeah, I don't have to look for coffee. Great. I can bring my own instant or whatever coffee that you drink or tea or something. That's fabulous, you know? So, and even then when we've stayed in places, the host would leave us a little basket. Well, especially we were in Paris, not the first place, but we went back again, to a different place. And the host had fresh, croissants and jelly jams were in the fridge and some butter. And then she had some fruit for us. And I was like, oh, and water bottles. Oh my gosh. Fantastic. Yes. Thank you. So being a fantastic host also helps with that too. Right. And then, lastly, make the bedrooms look like a hotel. Okay. If you have been stayed in one of those nice posh hotels, you know, you have the linens, the towels, the pillows made just right. And again, that's when you hire the photographer to go in there and take the fantastic pictures, right? That's what we're talking about when it comes to show off the space. You're staging the property just as if you were selling it. Okay. A rental property, an Airbnb, vacation property, whatever you want to call it, you're staging it. You want to show off the best features of the place. Make the beds, make them look real nice. Find some nice comforters or, you know, nothing too crazy busy or anything. Plain ones, make it look like a hotel room that they can enjoy sleeping in and spending time in. Okay. So those are just four things that you can do. I can always help you as a stager to help with rental properties if that's something that you're looking to do. But what made our stay more enjoyable was information left by the hosts. And this is a bonus tip for all you Airbnb host rental property hosts. This was great. They had some places had a little binder, some places just had a picture that was, you know, framed on the wall with, you know, information of, you know, the host name and number and things like that. But they also left places to eat, like local places to try out, menus from local restaurants. We had a couple of those, like there's a Chinese place or a pizza place or a Doner or something like that, right? And just a few helpful hints of the local area, like where is the nearest metro stop or bus stop, right? How far of a walk is it to the Eiffel Tower? Or should you really consider taking the metro to go see it? You know what I mean? Maybe tips on how to get those metro tickets. Is it really hard? Especially when you're in a different place with a different language. Oh, geez, that's just another barrier. Not only do you have to find tickets, you have to do the language thing.
Luckily for us, they do translate those tickets into English. There is a way to change it to for your language so you can understand what the heck it is you're buying. Seriously. So if you go to my Etsy shop, you can download an Airbnb host welcome sign that has all that type of information in there that you can customize for your place. And I'll leave the link in the show notes if you go to Willowbrook Printable online at Etsy. And you can find it there. But that way, at least get you started as an Airbnb host. If you're thinking about hosting a space, like I said, we stayed in one place that had a basement. The whole basement was to us, you know, for us. The hosts lived upstairs, which was fine. It was kind of like, well, kind of maybe kind of strange, but no, not really. We couldn't really hear them. Plus, we weren't there during the day. We were out exploring the area, so it wasn't that bad. And then when we came home at night, it was later, so it really wasn't that bad. We parked in their driveway off to the side. So yeah, it worked out just fine. So if that's something that you need, just an idea of how those work, I'm not sure about Airbnbs in the US. I know some people have, like, you know, you have beach houses and whatever, and those are through companies, or maybe you not go through VRBO or Airbnb or Booking or something like that. A lot of places do that too. But make sure you go through those four things I talked about: the lots of light, hiring a photographer, get a picture of each room, and make the bedrooms look like a hotel. Make it look like it's an enjoyable place for them to spend the night in your house so that you can book more people. Okay. And if you need more help with artwork to put up on the walls in your vacation rental, my Etsy shop also has artwork that you can download and print, blow up to be bigger on canvas or, you know, in a poster frame or something like that. Perfectly fine. And that way you can show off your space even better with those photographs. All right. I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I'll talk to you later.